case number 222-172. Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. Neil Dryfe, D-R-Y-F-E, Chief of Police, Town of Cheshire.
Oh. Thank you, Chief. Counsel, can you please identify yourself?
Attorney Patrick A. Cosgrove, C-O-S-G-R-O-V-E, Counsel for the Appellant, R-S.
Okay, Chief, you may give us an opening statement if you'd like.
During the course of reviewing the appellant's pistol permit application, my police officer who handles those, I ran a standard criminal history check, which came up with a number of convictions for the appellant. Also ran some other open source records, also uncovered some news articles from an incident that happened where the appellant was arrested for shooting up a car in the parking lot of one of the casinos. He was subsequently arrested by the state police. It appears from the criminal history record that there were a number of outstanding cases in and around the town of Colchester. And once he was taken into custody, or arrested for the first incident that happened at the casino, it appears that he was arrested multiple other times by warrant for a number of other incidents that had occurred at around about the same time, again, in and around the town of Colchester. He listed a previous address in the town of Waterford. We checked with that police department, found out that he had been denied a pistol permit there. And by the way, all of this stuff he had acknowledged on his application. He had been denied a pistol permit in the town of Waterford because of those same incidents. At that point, I felt that these were all incidents involving the improper use of a firearm, and although many of the original charges were felonies, that were he ultimately pled to a number of criminal mischief-related charges, which were misdemeanors only. I felt that and I feel to this day that the misuse of a firearm in these incidents should disqualify the applicant from obtaining a pistol permit.
Thank you, Chief. Attorney Cosgrove, can we confirm your client lives in Cheshire?
Yes.
Okay. And you may give us an opening statement if you like.
Thank you. As Chief Dreyfus indicated, my client was denied pistol permit application by the chief from Cheshire. The basis for the denial was the conduct that occurred back more than 10 years ago. On two dates, back April 7th and April 9th of 2013, my client engaged in conduct which resulted in his arrest and his prosecution in the court in Superior Court in Norwich, and he ended up pleading guilty to a total of 5 misdemeanor charges in December of 2013. 4 Class A misdemeanors, criminal mischief in the second degree, and a Class C misdemeanor of unlawful discharge of a firearm. He received a suspended sentence, placed on probation for a period of 2 years. He successfully completed that period of probation in the year 2015. As part of his probation, he was ordered to pay restitution in all of the criminal mischief cases. And it was an order of joint and several restitution because there was a co-defendant. And what that means is that in a perfect world, each defendant would pay their fair share. Well, my client's co-defendant did not fulfill his obligation, so my client was on the hook for the entire amount of restitution, which he paid, therefore successfully completing his probation. And he was discharged from probation in December of 2015, having been convicted in December of 2013. Since the April 7th and April 9th, 2013, incidents. My client has not been involved with the criminal justice system in any way, has not been arrested on any new charges, has not engaged in any other criminal activity since that time. The chief indicated that he was arrested on site on April 9th which is correct, on a criminal mischief charge. And at that time, they then applied for warrants, and he was arrested on the warrants in June and July of 2013. But they were all for conduct that occurred on the 2 days, April 7th and April 9th of 2013. So the conduct involved was more than 10 years ago. As the chief indicated, my client did apply when he lived in the town of Waterford back in the year 2016 for a pistol permit. He represented himself. He applied. The chief of Waterford denied his application at that time, feeling that the conduct from 2013, it was just too close in time to 2016. My client appealed, represented himself at the appeal, and he indicates to me that he came before the board, and the board denied his appeal, telling him that, look, it's only been a year since you've been off probation. It's only been 3 years since the conduct. It's just too close in time. Go out, live your life, show that you're a worthy candidate for a pistol permit application. And what he has done since that time is done exactly that. At the time of 2018, he was 18 years of age. He was a dropout from high school. He was not living at home because his parents had recently divorced. He had to live with a friend, sleeping on the friend's couch. Since that time, he has gotten married in the year 2018. He and his wife are raising three children. His wife had a four-year-old son at the time of their marriage from a prior relationship. My client has raised that young boy from the age of four till the present time as his own son. And in fact, just recently, the young boy's last name was legally changed to my client's last name. My client and his wife have two biological children of their own. So they are raising their three children. They have lived in the town of Cheshire since the year 2018. And I'm sure the chief will tell you that the Cheshire Police have had no involvement with my client in the 5+ years or so my client has lived in town. The only involvement was when the town had to respond when my client and his wife's car was stolen out of their driveway. But they have not. He has not been on the wrong end of the criminal justice system, as I said, since the year 2013. Since his prior application, he has secured his high school diploma. He also is gainfully employed. He now runs his own business. And he's in a better position to explain to you what his business is and his prior work relationships. And I would like to question him at the appropriate point to do that. But what I would point out is that the conduct that led to his initial arrest occurred when he was 18. He went to court, he paid his price, he pled guilty, he did his probation. He's now 28 years of age, and we all know that an 18-year-old who's homeless is quite different from a 28-year-old who's married, owns a home in Cheshire, raising three children. I think he has demonstrated by his conduct since his arrest back in 2013 that he has grown up, that he is a suitable individual, a responsible individual, to properly receive a pistol permit. And the nature of his work is that he runs a towing service. He's out late at night in various locations, some of them not the safest locations in the world. He also, as I said, has a wife and three children at home. I think he's someone who's demonstrated that he is now a suitable candidate. And he rightfully agrees with the board's decision some 7 years ago that he wasn't ready back in 2016. I would also point out that under Public Act 2132, as I believe the chairwoman referenced at the beginning, his misdemeanor convictions are now more than 7 years in age, and they would be automatically dropped off his record.
You mean as an automatic disqualifier?
Pardon me?
You're talking about an automatic
disqualifier. There's no automatic. I don't believe he
doesn't have any convictions.
He didn't have any automatic disqualifiers.
Right.
I'm just saying his all of the convictions under that are subject to the new erasure since he's been more than 7 years under such.
I am not familiar with that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one either.
Mm-hmm.
It's for marijuana convictions.
Regardless, they're still there today, though, right?
Yep. Pardon me?
They're still on the record today, right?
Correct.
So
yeah. They should be going off. Whether that public act had been passed or not, my argument would be that he has clearly demonstrated that he is not the same individual he was when he was 18 years of age, and that he's, as I said, a grown, responsible homeowner, taxpayer.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Chief, you may proceed with your case.
I don't really have much else.
Oh, all right.
I don't think we're disagreeing on anything. The convictions are there. The conduct is what it is. It did involve the improper use of firearms. I don't know that 10 years, I know it seems like a long time, but I don't know that there's anything in the statute or the rules and regulations that would indicate that, 10 years is some magic number. For me to just disregard what, again, was multiple instances, again, over the course of a very short period of time involving the improper use of firearms.
Thank you, Chief. Counsel, do you have any cross-examination of the Chief?
Yes, Chief. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Chief, are you aware of any conduct whatsoever that my client has engaged in since April 9th of 2013 that would act as a disqualifier for a pistol permit application?
I am not.
Thank you.
Does the board have any questions of the Chief? Attorney Sinetti?
Yeah, I'm a little unclear from the file. The incident at Mohegan Sun that resulted in the unlawful discharge of a firearm, other incidents involved a pellet gun. Do you know offhand, or does the file reflect whether or not the incident in the Mohegan Sun involved a firearm or a pellet gun?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I believe the one at the casino was an actual firearm.
Of a firearm.
Yeah.
Okay, I was unclear on that. And then there's also in the file on May 16th of 2013 a charge from hunting from a highway and an unlawful discharge of a firearm to which he also pled. And that obviously was a firearm if he was hunting.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get the original police reports from the state police because they are more than 10 years old. It was complicated.
Well, yeah,
that charge seems to indicate the actual use of a firearm.
I mean, believe me, I'm very down on people mishandling firearms, whether they're pellet guns or firearms. But it's a degree of difference if someone is unlawfully using a pellet gun versus a firearm. That was my only question. Okay, thank you.
Other questions, Chief?
I'm sure the board's going to want to know if 10 years is not enough time, how much would be? Or is there no time that he would ever be eligible for a purchase?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, if he applied again in 5 more years or 5 years after that.
Okay. Yes.
We're looking, everyone's going to have an opinion here, but
right.
Yours is important.
Yeah. Yeah, whether is there a magic number? I'm not sure that there is.
Yeah, there's no magic number.
Yeah, no.
Thanks.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, Chief, do you have any other witnesses today?
I do not.
Thank you. Counsel, you may proceed
yes,
with your
I,
case.
Yes, if the pleases the board, I do have a cite. I had made reference to the statute.
Sure.
And it is, it's Public Act 2132. It is specifically section 54-142A of the general statutes under new subsection E, which is effective January 1st of this year.
Sorry, that was
which 50, talks about 54, the duration.
54-132A?
Yeah.
Okay.
54-142A, yes, 42. Sir. Effective January 1, 2023. And it added a new subsection E, which spells out calls for the erasure of misdemeanors after a 7-year period of time.
Hmm. Can you read that part of the
What's
stat?
That?
Can you read that? How long is that? Oh, never mind.
It's the Clean Slate Act.
The Clean Slate Act, yes.
Yeah.
Isn't part that. Of that act the provision that the appellant would have to apply for the erasure?
No, sir.
Marijuana charges automatically went away,
yes,
but other charges it's not so much.
Well, there are some charges that do not get erased.
Correct.
He does not fall under any of the disqualifying charges. And that if it specifically states that for any classified or unclassified misdemeanor offense, such record shall be erased 7 years from the date on which the court entered the convicted person's most recent judgment of conviction. One, by operation of law, if such offense occurred on or after January 1, 2000, or two, upon the filing of a petition on a form prescribed by the Office of the Chief Court Administrator, if such offense occurred prior to January 1 of 2000. My client's offenses occurred in 2013, so they're automatically erased. Then also,
just regardless, it doesn't really matter in this case here. They're still there, and the facts are not in dispute. So whether they're
I was just bringing that up, sir. And my point was that even if that act had not been passed, I think my client has ably demonstrated over the past 10 years that he's a qualified person to hold a pistol. He's not the same 18-year-old he was.
Yeah. No, that's the point. That is the argument, not the whether.
I was just making
not reference. Whether it's still on the record.
No, sir. Yeah. No, we are not basing it on that, sir.
Gotcha.
I appreciate the cite. All right, so let's hear about how your client has changed.
May I call my client?
You may.
Thank you. R.S., at the time that you engaged in the conduct back in the year 2013, in April of 2013, how old were you?
I was 2005, I was 18. So.
And where were you living at the time?
I was living at a friend's house in Colchester.
Why was that?
Because my parents were separated and I didn't have any parent guidance.
Were you attending school?
Okay. A little
Sorry.
Bit, sir.
I didn't have any parent guidance at the time, and I had dropped out of high school.
And as a result of the activity you engaged in, you were arrested and
yes.
brought to court, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And you ended up pleading guilty to 5 different misdemeanors?
I did.
Okay. Now, you've heard reference to an incident at the Mohegan Sun. Did that involve a firearm or a BB gun?
It was a BB gun. It was all a BB gun. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for the whole thing, but I was there, I did do my part in the beginning, and I was there at the end when he got caught. So yes, but it was all BB gun.
You've also heard reference to a hunting from a vehicle or unlawful discharge. Was that, were you arrested for that or was that your call?
I was not arrested for that. No, I was not.
Speak up.
I was not arrested for that. No, I was not. Sorry.
Thank you. That's perfect.
Sorry.
And as a result of your convictions, you were placed on probation for 2 years?
I was.
And a condition of your probation was to make restitution?
Yes, and do community service, 200 hours.
And did you do the community service?
I did.
And did you pay the restitution?
I did.
And did you pay the restitution that your co-defendant didn't pay?
I did.
And you were successfully discharged from probation?
I was.
Since that time, what is your marital status now?
I'm married.
When did you get married?
2018, about October 2018.
Okay. And what does your wife do for work?
She's a nurse at Yale New Haven Hospital.
Okay. And at the time you and your wife married, she had a young son from a prior relationship?
She did. He was 3.
Okay. And has that young man resided with you and your wife since your marriage?
He has.
And have you raised him as your own son?
100%.
And do you and your wife have any biological children of your own?
We do. We have a 2.5-year-old boy and a 1-year-old girl.
And the 5 of you live together in the town of Cheshire?
We do.
In a home that you own,
yes.
and your wife?
Yes.
At the present time, are you employed?
I am.
Where do you work, sir?
I own for myself. I work for myself. I own a towing company, Start Services, out of Cheshire. I do roadside, you know, for actually DOT, Department of Transportation, when they get put out of service. Tractor trailers at the weigh stations, I go and work on them.
Do you also work on private individuals' cars that get disabled
yes.
on the highways?
Yes.
And how long have you had your own business?
Almost 2 years now.
And prior to that, where did you work?
I worked for Nickerson out of Torrington for the union. So I was doing construction.
And at the time of the 2013 incidents, you said you were a high school dropout. Have you since secured your high school diploma?
I have.
And you worked for Nickerson Construction, and you were a member of the union there?
Yes.
Okay. Prior to that, where did you work?
I worked in the town of North Haven for their water department.
How long did you work there?
3.5-4 years.
Why did you leave that job to go to Nickerson?
Better pay, better opportunity.
Because you were able to be a member of the union?
Yes, for benefits for my children.
Okay. And why did you leave Nickerson to start your own business?
It was always a dream, and that's where I wanted to chase.
And when your wife is at work, who takes care of the children?
I do.
Now, when you lived in Waterford in the year 2016, did you apply for a pistol permit?
I did.
Okay, and did the chief of Waterford deny your application?
He did.
And did you take an appeal from that denial?
Excuse me, yes, I did.
And did you represent yourself at the appeal?
I did.
And was that held in Weathersfield back then?
Yes, I believe so.
And did you go before the board?
I did.
Okay. And was your appeal denied?
It was.
Okay. And did anyone indicate to you why it was going to be denied?
Yes, because they believed that it was too soon and I needed to prove myself and that I haven't changed enough in my life to be able to be worthy of the permit. And they told me, give it a year, 2 years, come back. And I actually waited 7 for applying that.
Do you feel you're ready at this point in time and a suitable candidate for a pistol permit?
100%.
You feel you've grown up tremendously in the 10 years since these incidents in 2013?
I do.
And since the incidents in April of 2013, have you been arrested on any charges whatsoever?
I have not.
No involvement with the criminal justice system?
No.
I have nothing further. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. Chief, do you have any cross-examination?
No, ma'am.
Does the board have any questions? Colonel?
There was a reference to a hunting-related incident from a motor vehicle, discharge from a motor vehicle. What was that?
To be honest, I have no idea what they were speaking about.
I'm just curious.
To be honest, yeah. I was with him the first day, I'll be honest with you. Yeah,
yep.
Nothing to hide.
Yep.
So
I was on your first appeal.
Okay,
I don't know if the chief was or not.
I believe he was as well.
Okay, but I recall your appeal in
2016. Yes, yes.
I sort of know the area where the incidents happened.
Yeah, and so I was with him the first day. I shot at him.
No, I meant, you don't have any idea what the hunting one was?
No. I wasn't with him for every days, but unfortunately when I was with him in the end, I went down for it all.
All right, but that, the hunting incident.
Yeah, I never even heard those charges before.
Honestly. Okay, that's what I was asking. Yeah. I remember the case. And I remember you testified how you drove around. And it was like 3 days, I'm guessing.
It was 2 days or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, one day was Colchester, and the next day was
Alameda. Yep, and I remember you shot some businesses and some motor vehicles.
It was abandoned building. Yes.
I remember the case.
And unfortunately, I had gone down for something I had done wrong. I had no guidance, and it was stupid of me. Somebody could have been hurt. If I could go back, obviously it would change the way I acted. But unfortunately, I have to deal with that and just prove that I am a worthy human to be able to do this and protect my family. And, I'm out towing in the middle of the night in Waterbury and stuff like this.
So, just as a heads up, need doesn't factor into the decision for a pistol permit.
Sorry.
That's fine, but I'm just letting you know that I don't consider
understand
as part of the decision. It just comes down to suitability. Yep, no, understood.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Yes, some of the board members may, because they didn't get to hear the first time.
100%, that's okay.
The only question, I just want to be clear, it was only a BB gun.
It was only a BB gun. Only a BB gun. And
so
I believe
that what you remember?
Yes, 100%.
And it was, they even acquired the BB gun because he had had it in the vehicle when he was stopped.
Yep. CO2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
Other questions? How much was the restitution, if you remember?
I believe we both had to pay six.
$6,000.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was total $6,000. I had to pay his part of it because he only paid about $2,500. Because he wasn't able to obtain a job. And I was, unfortunately, liable for the rest of the payment. And I was the one working. So I had to pay.
So that was just for the damage to the vehicle?
For everything together. Yeah,
okay.
It was split between us. We each had to pay, I think it was $3,000 or so.
Okay.
It was $6,000 total.
No other questions? Any other witnesses?
No other witnesses.
That's okay. All right. You're entitled to a brief closing statement.
Pardon?
You're entitled to a brief closing statement.
Thank you. I believe the board has heard testimony to indicate that my client is not the same 18-year-old that engaged in stupid and illegal activity and conduct back in the year 2013. He has done everything he can since that time to successfully complete his probation, make amends, pay his restitution, and then to go on with his life and lead a productive and successful life. And he is a contributing member of society. I think he has demonstrated, as we all would like to see people demonstrate, that they can overcome mistakes they make early in life, and that you're not the same person at 28 that you were at 18. And I would indicate, I think the 10 years is important when we're looking at an 18-year-old as opposed to a 28. If someone engages in activity at 50 and then they apply at 60, you would think, well, at 50 you should have known much better. I think there is a tremendous difference when you're talking about 18-year-olds and then to 28-year-olds, and I think my client has demonstrated that he is a suitable candidate, and we would respectfully ask the board to act favorably upon his appeal. And I fully understand why the town took the action that they do. They have an obligation to, protect society. And but I think in this case, my client has demonstrated that he is a suitable candidate. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
I don't really have anything else to add. The reason for my denial is within the four corners of the information that that I've provided and that I've testified about already.
Thank you, Chief. Colonel Overturf, would you like to give us a brief factual?
Sure. This is a denial by the Cheshire Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is for conduct that occurred over a period of 2 days in April 2013 when the appellant and a friend, both at the Mohegan Sun and then at some vehicles and a business in Colchester, shooting BB or slash pellet right out of guns, damaging motor vehicles and businesses. I was convicted of several misdemeanors, was on probation 2 years, had to pay several thousands of dollars in restitution. Since 2013, the appellant successfully completed his 2 years period of probation. He was married in 2018. He adopted one child and now has two children. His wife is a nurse. He has his own business for 2 years. Prior to that, he was working in construction and worked for the North Haven Water Department. Been no negative interaction with law enforcement for 10 years. He did appear before the board in 2016, where he had an appeal which was denied, which is now 7 years ago.
Thank you, Colonel. Comments by the board?
Down here.
Dr. Conrad.
I just want to iterate a couple of points. I appreciate the chief's concerns. He has an obligation to protect the citizens in the town he serves. However, I do feel that a 10-year period of time, particularly between the ages of 18 and 28, with exemplary conduct, is very important. As a psychiatrist, I can add to the attorney's comments that significant prefrontal cortex brain maturation occurs between up to the age of the mid-20s, and it certainly can account for significant changes in conduct and behavior, which I feel that this appellant has represented, and that will influence my vote.
Thank you, Dr. Conrad. Attorney Cinetti.
The shooting out windows with a BB gun, in a way, you can say, well, we fixed that. Windows fixed, restitution has been paid for. But the underlying conduct was reckless conduct with not necessarily a firearm, but something that propels a projectile.
Right.
This permit would be for an actual firearm, okay? And obviously, the consequences of an unlawful or a reckless discharge of a firearm last a lifetime. Not just fixing a window. The potential danger is there. And right now, frankly, the people who had their windows shot out probably aren't really happy about people owning firearms. And we don't need that right now. This is a very bad time for all that sort of thing. So I would urge you, please, if the permit is granted to you, use the utmost care and the utmost responsibility in handling a firearm responsibly and using it wisely. With those conditions, and I think you're capable of doing that now, please understand that it's not just, well, I paid a fine and it's all over.
100%.
the people whose windows were out, they've got a little lifetime aversion to people shooting out their windows, if you will. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Attorney Sinetti. Any other comments, Chief?
I made a comment earlier. Was it only a BB gun? I didn't mean to minimize only a BB gun. There's certainly a risk, not only to the windows, but people behind the windows with a BB gun, someone you miss. So it's still a very serious thing, and I don't want you to walk away from here. However, this turns out, thinking, oh, it's only a BB gun, that's okay. It's not. It's reckless and it's dangerous. That's it. Thank you.
I just said, I do recall the case. I think the board was completely correct in his decision in 2016 not to grant the permit. I can't remember a case in which we've actually seen the appellant 7 years later come back and no issues, which was sort of what we asked her to do. So that's sort of how my vote's going to go. And I just remember at the time that, we all agreed that you weren't ready. The conduct, it was very alarming. And you're 18 years old, and it was an alarming conduct at the time, but seven more years have passed since that. She basically asked you what to do. Sort of how long it'll go on. But I think Gordon Graham has the 7 year rules.
Other comments? Seeing none, we'll start with Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you all.
Just to let you know, the Clean Act, the state of Connecticut does have a website. So there is a cannabis side and there's a non-cannabis side, and he would have to make an application to have his history erased.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Thank you all for your time.